Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Tuesday morning. Right now we're looking at 72 and it's still raining degrees, 11 minutes after 8 o'clock. So happy to have you with us this morning right here on WRHIFM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. The sun will come out tomorrow. That's what the song said.
So that's what Annie sings.
We got to believe it for sure. We are just days away now from the fourth annual WRHI Football City USA kickoff powered by Hospitality Heating and Air in the days leading up to the game on August the 13th. We're going to talk to the various folks involved from our three schools, high schools, of course, Rock Hill, Northwestern, and South Point. This morning, we are so excited to welcome in the athletic director at Rock Hill High School, Bill Warren. And good morning to you, Bill.
Good morning. How y'all doing today?
It's been a while.
It has been a while. We're socially distancing here, which is great.
Yes, and, this is true.
I guess the new terminology of the day.
Very true. Well, what is the latest before we start diving into the Football City USA kickoff? Because that's huge. But what's the latest from Bearcat Country? What can we expect this year from your various teams? Talk a little bit about practices that are underway. Kind of give us a pulse of what's going on.
Well, our fall practices started officially last Friday, and our numbers are up. We have over 140 kids playing outfield football. They're managing the heat right now. Have their first scrimmage actually tomorrow. No, Thursday, excuse me, not tomorrow. But, yeah, all our other teams, volleyball, our numbers are up. Most of our volleyball's going through tryouts right now. So they probably got about 60 girls out there trying out for two teams. And unfortunately, we can't have enough teams for all of them, but they'll be very competitive. Our volleyball team will be very competitive. Our football team's going to be very competitive. We got a lot of kids back this year. Cross country and swim have started. Mm-hmm. Our cross country team has actually been working all summer. They run at Winthrop University at 7 a.m. So all summer. So
it's that's dedication.
That is dedication. special group there. I need to get out there and run a little bit. But cheer. Like I said, all our fall sports are in swing now, so we're looking exciting. We're remembering our COVID protocols, but we don't have any necessary COVID protocols. So that's exciting that we're kind of moving a step in the right direction.
Yeah, last year we had a season, so we can celebrate that, and many people bragged on all of the athletic departments, which the leadership starts at the top. So congratulations, Bill, for you and all the other ADs out there, but for setting the standard when it comes to really following through on those COVID protocols, because I could assume at the beginning, everyone's a rule follower, a couple of days, months into the season, you kind of let your guard down a little bit, but you all were able to follow the protocols and have a season for all of your sports.
Correct. I tell you, our coaches did awesome job. Our kids did an awesome job. It was interesting last summer. Those kids were in the weight room and conditioning, not knowing if they were even going to have a season. And then we stressed the necessity of COVID protocols and following them. And our coaches realized also that if they didn't follow the protocols, we're going to have teams that are quarantined. So even from fall, winter into spring, all three schools did a good job with that. So we're pleased.
Bill Warren is the athletic director at Rock Hill High School. Of course, Rock Hill is one of our featured teams, part of the WRHI Football City USA kickoff powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. It is Friday, August the 13th at District 3 Stadium. $8 will get you in to see all three games. Bill, Rock Hill will take on Providence. What can we expect from that matchup?
That's the last matchup of the night. So we're excited. Providence from Charlotte. Providence High School is a well-known football power up there. So it'll be a quality competition there. Northwestern is playing the 7 o'clock scrimmage versus York, so that'll be exciting. And South Point starting us off against Cox Mill at 5:30. So we're excited about this year's event. We get to have capacity again in the stadium, and you know, we are still going to stick with the online ticketing. The only way to purchase tickets, they won't be able to walk up. We'll have a QR code on the ticket booth, but if they can purchase their ticket ahead of time, it'll be an easy walk in the gate. So,
how does this benefit? I know it's a fundraiser for all three schools. How does it benefit Rock Hill to have the Football City USA?
Well, you said it in the name. Uh-huh. Number one, WRHI, the way they promote high school football has been phenomenal. Their Friday night end zone show at the end, the Wednesday night show, and then broadcasting. You know, they're up to, I don't know, 15 games a Friday night, which is incredible. But WRHI, Hospitality, Gene Lucas, Hospitality and Heat and Air, has done a great job as the title sponsor. So we appreciate all he's done. But, you know, 4 years ago, we got back together and said, you know, the fun times in Rock Hill were back when we had the old Harold Jamboree.
Mm-hmm.
And the stadium was packed. Everybody wanted to come out and get a preview of what local teams are. So we got together 4 years ago and decided we were going to do it again, put it together again. And it's worked out great. The three local teams have played, three outside teams, and it's been a good event.
What brings the community together, to your point, I remember those games because it would draw in people from all over the area.
Yeah.
So this is a fantastic game, or a fantastic night of three games. And as Chris Miller has said it often, depending on which team you root for, you're seeing your competitors play, and you're getting a preview of what's to come in the next two games.
Oh, yeah. Well, first game of the year, first week of the year, we play on Friday night, and then South Point plays Northwestern on Saturday night. And then the next week, we play South Point. So we're going to see all three of them real quick in the first 2 weeks of the season. So,
well, the fourth annual WRHI Football City USA kickoff, powered by Hospitality Heating and Air, is Friday, August the 13th. $8 gets you in the door, and of course, there's so many other fun events happening throughout the night on August the 13th. The Rock Hill High School Bearcats, you guys are handling the ticket sales, so if people go online and they see Rock Hill, they still need to buy their ticket. You're not supporting just Rock Hill. You're supporting all three. But you all, the three high schools, take turns each year, right?
Yes. We rotate who's running the event. This year, Rock Hill High will be running the event. So if you go to our ticket site, it's www.gofan.co. You can find Rock Hill High and purchase tickets right there online. And if you have any trouble purchasing any of the tickets, you can call any of the three athletic departments, and we'll guide you on how you can do that. So,
well, here's to a successful season for all of those at Rock Hill High School. How many sports teams again? 32, did you say?
We got 32 different teams, so
wow.
We're excited about that. It's a lot of kids. We have over almost 600 kids participate in athletics, which is phenomenal. You know, we want kids to get involved. It increases their classroom grades. They learn time management. They learn some leadership skills. So we feel like it's an important part of education.
We certainly have a legacy of excellence there at Rock Hill High School, especially when it comes to athletics. So you want to continue that as well. Bill Warren is the athletic director at Rock Hill High School. Bill, as always, sir, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank
Great
you for
job.
Your time. And we enjoy listening to you every morning. Y'all kind of wake us up.
Oh, we appreciate that.
Save that.
But when it comes time for raises.
Yeah.
There you
and
go.
Putting together our submission
there you
for
go.
Next year's Star Wars.
We just lay it all out on
I
the
know.
Table.
When people say they love us, we're like, save it.
That's it.
We'll put it in our sunshine file.
All right, Bill. Take care, sir.